Vermont could be getting a tax and regulate market for the sale of marijuana. The legislature gave final approval to the cannabis bill this week. The proposal, which includes a 20% tax and says towns have to agree to allow a retail store, is heading to Governor Phil Scott's desk. And according to the latest VPR Vermont PBS poll, most Vermonters support the move. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The Vermont legislature has been working on establishing a tax and regulate system for the sale of marijuana for at least 5 years. It appears to finally be happening. The Senate yesterday followed the House and approved a scheme that would have Vermont treat marijuana similar to alcohol and tobacco. A new poll commissioned by VPR and Vermont PBS finds that 68% of all Vermonters support a tax and regulate system, with only 24% opposed. And support seems to have grown over time. VPR and Vermont PBS did a poll 2 years ago when cannabis cultivation and consumption was first legalized. And at that time, only 56% supported a retail market for commercial sales, a full 12 percentage points less than the new poll.
Vermont has, I think, some of the highest usage of cannabis of all the states in the country. So I think people have probably gotten more comfortable with it.
Wilmington Representative John Gannon is vice chair of the House Government Operations Committee, and he's been a key player in the compromise bill that was eventually passed by the full legislature this year. The new poll finds that support has grown with both Democrats and Republicans. And the number of people who support legal marijuana sales has also increased across all age groups. For people between the ages of 45 and 64, support jumped by more than 20 percentage points in the past 2 years. Gannon says the poll numbers reflect what he's heard from fellow lawmakers, and that while the House wasn't ready to move a bill in 2018, there was a recognition now that it was time to set up a tax and regulate system.
There's just a general, interest of protecting Vermonters. I think that perhaps we made a mistake when we legalized cannabis a couple of years ago without providing any form of regulation, and I think people realize that.
Support in the latest poll was uneven across the different regions in the state. In northern Vermont, support was weakest, with only 59% saying they favored legal sales. In Chittenden County, the number was 64%. But in southern Vermont, where legal weed has been readily available over the Massachusetts state line since 2018, support was strong at 73%, which is above the state average. Jessica Bartlett is a reporter with Boston Business Journal, and she covers the cannabis industry in Massachusetts.
Well, I think there is a recognition that there are out-of-state customers. I mean, just from the licenses that get presented when someone purchases cannabis to the license plates that come driving through their parking lots. I mean, they know that people are coming from New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut.
A report from 2015 found that Vermont could see between $20 and $75 million a year in tax revenue from the sale of marijuana. Bartlett just completed an analysis of the cannabis tax revenues in Massachusetts. She says that while the state brought in $122 million in the last two fiscal years, that's lower than most analysts predicted. The rollout took a little longer than expected, though Bartlett says local communities that have allowed pot shops are seeing a benefit from the new revenues.
I think the state's advice to Vermont would be to appreciate that it's going to take longer than you think. The revenue will come in slower than you think, but over the long term, it's likely to increase your tax rolls, create more employment, and with hope, draw down the black market.
In Vermont, a cannabis control board will decide how much money local Vermont communities will receive for allowing pot shops and growing operations within their borders. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.